Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Susie Jones knows many things.
She's
got an answer for everything. Call or text, you want to get in line. Test
her
knowledge, it won't cost a dime. Up now on the Chad Hartman Show. This is Ask
Susie Jones.
Anything, let's go.
Oh, it's like working with Scorsese.
You know what?
I mean,
the editor extraordinaire.
Yeah, very well done. Let's go. We need some text here. Very nice, Dave. 651-461-9226. You just had minor level negotiations. You were taking the temperature of the two brain wizards.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
Pretty well. I just sat down and I said, you know, I'm 62 years old. I wanted to find out when my contract's due because, you know me, I like to try to get things.
Yeah.
Mostly for free.
Yeah.
Always.
You're good at it.
I am. I have a skill. So I just wanted to know when my contract's up.
Yeah.
Because I have an opportunity, as you remember from Overrated, that I'm going to Ireland in the fall.
Yeah.
And I
like that's your only vacation coming up.
Well, I'm worried.
You're going to Park Rapids also.
Yes. But I'm worried I'm going to run out of vacation.
Okay.
I am. I truly am this year.
I mean,
of all the years.
I think Lindsay's given up.
Like
he,
I do too.
He needs an abacus to keep track of you, you know?
Anyway, turns out I have a contract that's due August 20th.
Yeah.
So think about the timing now, you guys. I'm going to go in August 20th, and the thing I'm tipping my hand to the guy.
Yeah, this isn't really
that's
good.
Right.
They're taking notes.
That's right. Point is, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say, I know you'll never give me money because the station's broke, but I'm going to say, I need, right out of the gates, ignore all my other vacation. I want 7 more days built in right there. You see, so I don't care about how I had it last year, but this year, off the books.
You want more.
Yes. I want to ensure that I go to Ireland in the fall and don't blow all my vacation.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I walk.
How often? How often has Lindsay turned you down for a
very,
vacation?
Very, very rarely.
I mean, consider you ask for 100 a year.
Yeah.
He probably says no once every other year.
Yeah. I have gotten better, though. One thing.
At what?
I don't actually buy the ticket before I ask for the vacation anymore.
Was that one of your previous
yes,
moves?
That was horrible.
I've already bought my ticket.
I know. And he's like,
it's very good.
Killing me. Okay, I love this because I'm a spoiled brat and I'm needy.
Yeah.
And I love
opinionated.
Opinionated. Yeah. I love it when people ask me questions.
Okay, let's go.
All I do is ask other people
yes,
questions.
You do.
So, professionally.
Let's
so
go.
I'm on the couch.
651-461-9226. Steve has called in. Steve, you're on with Susie Jones.
Hi, Susie. Have you almost ever drowned looking up at the rain?
No, I have not. I'm smarter than that.
Oh, okay. Good. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now, is that something I'm missing?
It was just a witty question.
It was whimsical.
Mm-hmm.
Whimsical.
Susie, do you prefer working with Chad or Adam more?
Chad.
Thank you. Mm. Susie, good bod, average intelligence, or brilliant and mediocre bod? Again, here's your opportunity.
Yep.
This is a date. Susie, good bod, average intelligence, or brilliant, mediocre bod? This is from a texter.
Brilliant, mediocre bod.
You've given up on the body?
Yep. I would rather be in, you know, in entertained.
Susie is suggesting cornhole on a first date a little too forward.
Yeah. You mean the game where you toss the beanbag?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, I think that'd be fun if it's nice out.
Yeah. Susie, if you could punch Adam anywhere, where would you punch him?
In the gonads.
Thank you. Excellent text coming in. Susie, who is your favorite radio producer?
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah. Looks right at Dave and says, that tricky?
Just
but
I
had no problem saying me
nope,
right away.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Well, there's some tension between the two of you occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah,
he gets his feelings hurt because I kind of dismiss him.
You dismiss him, and also he provides you frequently with the sponsor, and you'll say, what's the sponsor? What's the sponsor?
And that bothers
and
him.
And Dave's like, right there in front of you.
Can I tell you a secret?
Are you bored? I mean, you're on your phone right now.
I don't know. I'm just looking around. Yeah. I'm bored. I'm not bored. I'm the star of the show.
Yeah.
Well, distracted.
Distracted? Yeah. She's forgotten.
Not wanting to be
here. Do you
think
she remembers the question at this point?
No, not at
no.
all.
You are my favorite producer.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And let me say something.
I don't believe you.
Who's your
on.
Least favorite?
No, I have been.
No, butter me up first.
Yeah, okay.
You're funny. I like your effort on the funny little songs you do.
Funny little songs.
Those little ditties.
What Joe Pesci's here. What do you mean, funny little songs?
Funny like a clown. Yeah. Ha ha, funny, funny. I have been known to be extremely rude to producers.
Oh, yeah.
Short with producers. Irritated with producers. Angry at produce. I believe that a producer should be
a pincushion, apparently.
No, but I have had bad producers.
Who?
We're testing.
We're testing.
Do I dare? The person doesn't work here anymore. They listen. I'm just going to say who it was. Dan Geiger. And Dan, you don't even probably know who that is.
I just saw Dan.
It would
I worked with Dan initially.
I like a producer who takes initiative, and I never felt that there was the interest in what we were doing. You know, a lot of it was like, let's put a comedian on, let's put a funny person on, and I get it. We all have
our... Dan had a very different approach than the typical producer.
I am more of a news person. If something is burning down or there's a tornado or a earthquake or the Supreme Court's doing something, I want to talk about the meat.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about 1960s and the Rolling Stones' best album is going to be reenacted on the
stage. Dan was trying to get Weird Al on the show before we went separate ways. I would have interviewed Weird Al.
Sure. And I don't want to crack on him. I'm just saying that oftentimes a producer will be so entrenched in their own deal, their own interests, and there has to be a marrying of them.
In your... Which year did you start here again?
96.
96.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming up on a big, 30. Big anniversary for you. In your almost 30 years here, who were you toughest on?
Oh, I think I was tough on some of the reporters that came and went probably 10 years ago. I'm not going to name names, partially, Chad, because I don't remember their names.
Oh.
But there was a reporter in particular that did not know where the Metrodome was at the time.
Kind of tough to miss that.
And did not know where City Hall was. And did not know.
That's two blocks from here.
I said, get up. I said, get in a news car and drive around this city.
Yeah.
And find and look
figure it out a little bit.
Every single place. You should have at least a basic fundamental knowledge of locations, landmarks, history. I think if you don't know who the Mondales are, I really do. That younger people don't seem to care about history or knowledge of the past.
And how much does knowledge of history of the past matter if you're a reporter here at CCA?
Huge.
Yep.
This is the station. We were just talking about that. New salespeople upstairs. young, 23, 24, 25, they have no idea the significance and the history of this place.
I think we got, when I was stumbled upon something, Dave, Susie provides the introductory. Everybody's employed sits down with Susie for an hour.
They get a little history lesson.
And then she gets like 5 extra vacation days for adding this to responsibility. All right, let's get more texts. Susie's in for Adam. Adam's back tomorrow. 651-461.
Come on.
9226.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're here with Susie. Carter back tomorrow. Among the slew of texts coming in.
Okay, yay.
50 degrees with wind. That's pretty much what it is now. I cancel my golf game. Am I a wimp? That's what the texter wants to know.
No, you're not. You're a good person.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I wouldn't golf in 55-degree weather.
Our tolerance for colder weather is much higher in the fall when it's leaving us.
100%.
Compared to, hey.
Going in.
It's the end of April. We got months to go. Chad, can you please ask Susie where her favorite place is to travel and why? Favorite place to travel and why?
You know, I love Florida. I like going to Marco Island. I always, you know, it's a favorite. It's, you know, in terms of the world, whatever, I'm not going to say Mozambique. But I go every year with Lisa and Donna, my best friend and her mom. And it's just so relaxing and beautiful. That's what I like.
Most embarrassing, funny thing that happened going back to your show with Eleanor.
Oh, my God. The list never ends. That was so fun. We interviewed a woman who wrote a book about she hung out with the Rat Pack, Frank and Dean. And
There we go.
And she asked, Eleanor asked something that people might not know about Frank.
Yeah. Good question.
Right?
Yeah.
And she answered, and we had to dump it.
Can you come close to saying what she said?
It was about...
sex?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the different forms of sex there are.
Mm-hmm.
And the different positions, the different entrances. And it was off the air.
Wow.
In a minute. It surprised both of us.
I think you summarized it very well. Mike has called in. All right, Mike, try to follow that one.
Yeah, right. Hi.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Well, that's a tough one. But
I believe the word entrance was used, Mike, in case you missed
it. And I tried to make it benign. It was benign. It was descriptive.
Sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead, Mike.
I've been described as having a benign entrance.
Yeah.
But,
I think we've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Susie, okay. What is your favorite euphemism?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Euphemism. First of all, out of the gates, what's a euphemism?
Dave, you want to go ahead and break it down for
a second? When you, I guess, a phrase you would say that's, I think, understood to be implying something else.
That's it.
Give me an example.
Brian, go ahead. You're on with Susie Jones. If she needs it broken down for her, I don't think we'll go with that.
If you have a news story about the Secretary of State, do you have to say Simon Says?
Yes, I do, and I find it peculiar and odd, and sometimes I just change it to He Says. Thank you for the call. Right.
Yeah, excellent. Yep. Thank you, Brian. What was the most challenging story you've ever done?
I'll tell you it right now. And it's going to be sad. It's going to take us a little bit of a turn.
Okay.
A 4-year-old died in a mobile home fire in Forest Lake 20 years ago, about. And I went to the scene as a reporter, and I ran into the grandmother who was babysitting the kids because the mom was an overnight nurse. And the four-year-old, she had her hand in her, she let go of her, she pulled away to go and get a stuffed animal and never made it back out. Oh, and I cried. Sometimes you can't help it. That's so awful.
That's so sad.
So, I mean, I have covered a lot of really tragic stories. But I think when you get that personal pull on your heart, it's like, oh, gosh.
I mean,
those are hard ones. Yeah, but good question. Thank you.
That's as sad as it gets.
Yeah.
Jordana talked about this a couple weeks ago. And then Dave had a similar story today about grapes. Okay. First of all, where do you stand on grapes?
I like grapes.
Okay. Do you try the grapes out while you're at the grocery
100%.
Store? And are there any other foods you will try out at said grocery store before making a decision to purchase them?
Sure. And then I either do or don't decide to add it on my bill. Like, I'll have a banana. Heck yeah, if I'm hungry.
Okay, so you'll go, what's your go-to grocery store?
Cub Food right by my
Cub
house.
Cub Food, yeah, Cub, very popular.
Yeah.
You will be shopping. Are you a big cart, mini cart?
Mini cart.
Mini cart.
Because it's just me.
Yeah. And you're there, and you are capable of just grabbing an individual banana and eating it without paying it.
Correct.
You know that's...
stealing.
That's stealing, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Shoplifting. Yeah. It's a crime.
Yeah.
But I feel justified because it's just a banana.
Dave hates bananas, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, God, don't say that.
He's a fool.
I could eat bananas all day long.
Apparently you do for free.
At the grocery store, yeah. You never pay for them.
So I believe the message.
I am a thief, and that is something I'm working on.
The message is from Susie Jones.
I'm working on it.
Pay if you feel like paying.
That's right.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you,
it
too.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Linda's time check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time to call now for free installation labor on clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters.